Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming sin in our life. We've talked about what it means to sin. It means simply to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. Sin is any time we go contrary to the Word of God. All unrighteousness is sin. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. That shows that sin can be sins of omission, that we know what we're supposed to do, but we don't do it. Also, whatever is not of faith is sin. We're to walk by faith, not by sight. Whenever you go by your feelings, contrary to the Word, whenever you walk in the natural rather than the Spirit, it is not of faith, and that would be sin. Whenever you would have respect of persons, whenever you would yield to temptation, that is sin. Whenever you get into doubt or unbelief, or you speak negative words, or you have negative thoughts in your mind, that is sin. If you won't enter in and fight your spiritual battles and pray for one another and do what God's told you to do and hearken to His voice, that is sin. God wants us to learn to get obedient to Him. You know, many times Christians just kind of approach the Lord and they just kind of take God as their partner, but they kind of live their own life. Instead, you need to realize that you're bought with a price. You belong to Jesus. And you are to submit yourself to God. And you are to walk in His ways. And if you'll learn to walk in His ways and do what His Word says, put His Word first place, then you will not walk in the ways of sin. Instead, you'll walk in the ways of righteousness. And it's important to overcome sin in our life. We already looked at the effect of sin. It brings judgment. The inherited generational iniquity sins and iniquities have caused curses to come upon us. We've already seen that effect in our life. If we sin with our soul, we will bear the iniquity and it will bring destruction. Remember, you can't cover over your sin. The Bible says your sin will find you out. And we do not want to take a light attitude towards sin. Remember the Ahab, he thought it was a light thing to walk in his sins, and he continued to cleave in his sins. And I'll tell you, when you walk in the sins of your forefathers, your heart's not perfect before God, and it's going to bring much destruction in your life. Because of sin, it'll shut up the blessings of God. The heaven was shut up, there was no rain, there was no rest in their bones, their soul was all messed up, they needed to get it healed. Their iniquities held them in their cords, they were held because of their sins with cords of bondage. Whenever you sin against God, you're actually wronging your own soul. Let that bitterness go. If not, you'll never have peace. Bitterness is sin against the Lord. Iniquity and sin will separate you from fellowship with God, and He will not hear your prayers. In fact, the Bible says that our sins have withholden the good things from you. One thing you need to realize, God's not holding anything good back from you. He withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. It is sin that withholds the good things from us. In fact, if our sins are increased, then it talked about the sorrow being incurable. And I've seen many Christians running around continually sad and in sorrow because of the effects of sin, because their sins were increased and the multitude of the iniquity in their life. And I'll tell you, if you continue in it, what's going to happen? The glory is going to be changed into shame. And because of their sin, continual sin, they wouldn't listen to God, they wouldn't hear His voice, they wouldn't obey His word, His statutes, do His commandments. That's what He said. Then He said, evil has come upon you because of your sins. Well, we've got to overcome. And we're going to continue with this today in Exodus 20, verse 20. What are going to be some important principles for us to overcome sin? First of all, the fear of the Lord needs to be before you. God's come to prove us. He'll prove every one of us. And it's important that His fear be before our faces so we sin not. If the fear of the Lord is before us, we won't sin because we'll hate evil. You need to hate that sin, that area of sin in your life. And if you have a besetting sin that so easily besets you, God wants you to get victory over that thing. Praise God. And remember that sin brings a curse, and curses are enforced by demonic spirits. When you sin, you give place to the devil, and the door is open for demonic spirits to come in, and they will be in areas of your soul or your body and cause you to be in bondage. This is why we've got to cast out every spirit. And this is important to help you to overcome sin in your life, because the spirits of the enemy will try to cause you to continue in sin. For instance, if you've had problems with lust, and then you got into fornication, and more spirits come in, and then you start driven towards maybe pornography or whatever, and it's amazing how many people have done this today. And here they have all these spirits in them, and they want to get free, and their sins have held them captive. Not only do they need to repent, but they also need to cast out all those spirits that have come in from their sin to get free of that continual driving force from the evil spirits trying to get you to continue in sin. In Exodus chapter 23, we saw that scripture, where by little and little I'll drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. You want to possess your inheritance? You got to drive all the enemies out. He said, I'll deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand. See, God has given us authority over the devil and all the demons, and he wants us to cast them out and drive them out of every area of our life. He said, make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. Don't let them dwell in the land. Don't let them dwell in you. Otherwise, it said, they'll make you sin against me, and it will bring a snare. Well, that's why we want to cast everything out, as well as walk in the ways of the Word. Now, we saw Numbers 8:7, where it talked about they were purified with water, their flesh was shaved, and their clothes were washed in order to walk free from sin. The purification of the water is the Word of God. God's Word is bringing a cleansing. It's renewing your mind. The shaving of the flesh talks about dealing with the flesh and crucifying it. We're going to mortify the deeds of the flesh. We're not going to let it operate in our life. And we're washing our clothes because we're putting off the old man, we're putting on the new man, we're putting on the armor of God, we're putting on the garments of God, and we're walking in His ways. Praise God. Overcoming sin, we also see principles in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This, of course, is talking about what we should be doing for seeing change come in our nation or in any nation. But what are the principles? And these apply for us in our own life individually as well as for our nation. We need to humble ourselves. We need to pray. We need to seek God's face. And we need to turn from our wicked ways. You see, you seek God, you get the mind of God, you hear His Word, you pray, you get in fellowship with Him, you release His power, you humble yourself, you're submitted unto Him, you turn from your wicked ways, you're not going to walk in the ways of sin, then God's going to hear. He said He'll forgive our sins, and He'll heal our land. Psalms 4:4, the Bible says that we're to stand in awe and sin not. Stand in awe in the fear of the Lord, and you won't sin. In Psalms 32:1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That's in the Old Covenant. Of course, the New Covenant now, when we confess our sins, we will be cleansed from all unrighteousness. You know, Psalms 32:5, he says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee. If we acknowledge our sin, we're going to confess it. And he says, my sins or my iniquities have I not hid. That's a very important point. Do not try to hide your sins and iniquities. You must deal with them. Declare the iniquity and be cleansed from the sin. Psalms 39:1. He says, I'll take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. That's a very important area. Don't sin with your tongue. Don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Learn to speak what God wants you to speak. Praise God. Speak His Word. Psalms 119, verse 11, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You want to overcome sin? Hide the word in your heart. Then the Holy Spirit will quicken that word within you and bring it up to you, which will be ready to deal with that against that temptation to sin. And then you act upon the word, and you speak against that temptation like Jesus did. It is written, and then the attack from the enemy will be driven away from you. Praise God. Of Ecclesiastes 5:6, he talks about not letting his mouth speak forth words that would be of sin. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Watch your mouth. It is going to be directing your flesh, and it will cause it to sin. You've got to be sure that you speak God's Word. This is why it's important for you to put the Word of God in your mouth and only speak a good report. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, talks about how the Lord's the one who blots out our transgressions for His sake, And he says he'll not remember our sins. God won't remember our sins. He's redeemed us. In the New Testament, we've been redeemed. In fact, Micah 7:19 talks about how he cast all of our sins into the depths of the sea. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, we can walk free from areas of sin in our life. But if we continue in sin, what's going to happen? It's going to bring forth destruction. You know, Romans 5:12 talks about how through one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Death came because all have sinned. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You've got to turn away from sin. And it's going to be a choice. You've got to make this choice. In fact, there's a man that got healed in John 5:14. Jesus found him in the temple afterward. He said, "Behold, thou art made whole." Otherwise, he saw the healing power of God set him free. Then he said, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." This shows that if you're going to overcome sin, you got to repent. You can't continue in that way of sin, or look out. The problem you had and even a worse thing will come unto you. John 8:34 says, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." We're not going to be the servant of sin. We are going to instead be a servant of righteousness. That's the way that we walk in, so we can walk in victory in our life. Praise the Lord. There's a scripture over in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 says, "Neither give place to the devil." If you give place to the devil, it's because you've sinned and opened up the door. You've got to learn to repent, confess that sin, and turn from it in your life. Hebrews 3 talks about how we can be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Watch that you don't continue in sin. If you allow that deceitfulness of sin to continue, it'll cause a hardening of your heart. Then what happened? They never went in and possessed the promises of God. They just were in the wilderness continually and died out and didn't see the victory come forth. God wants you to turn away from sin in your life. Don't err. Don't give place to it. You have victory over it. Start yielding your mind and your mouth and your everything, all your members, unto the way of righteousness, and start doing what the Lord says. Watch what you do. Watch your thoughts. Watch your actions. Yield to Him, and you will overcome sin in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,